It is 9:05 here on AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. Third Monday of the month means Greenwich Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Marcia O'Kane, and later in the half hour, Natasha Miller, owner of Tashography, will join us. Marcia, good morning. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Well, good morning, Tony and listeners. The frost is definitely on the pumpkin.
All right. Hopefully it is. We'll kill off those mosquitoes and the West Nile virus. Maybe that'll be one less thing to worry about as we head into the fall beginning tomorrow morning. All right. Let's start, as we always do, with some new Chamber of Commerce members.
Absolutely. We are so grateful for those who have joined us and understand the value of our chamber during these very challenging times. Thank you to all of these 12 new members that I am going to list. Bristol Assisted Living, they're located in Armonk, New York. We've known Dean, the head of Bristol Assisted Living, Dean Brown, for many years. If you're interested, just give him a call located in our directory. The SBA joined us, and that's the Small Business Association. They oversee the Paycheck Protection Program. Happy that they see our value. Draperies and Interiors of Greenwich. I visited Donna Munzer recently. We had our masks on, located at 238 East Putnam Avenue. It does exactly what it says, draperies and anything that has to do with your interior, Donna will help you with. We helped her with some social media advertising. We can do that for all of our members. David Feliz Salon. You may remember Frederick Fricai, located at 2 Lewis Court. Well, unfortunately, Davis Feliz has taken their spot, but fortunately for them, they're doing really well, and they're offering high-end exclusive and private appointments, they state, hairstyling and color. Tristone Marble and Granite, located in Stamford, Connecticut. They are a reputable provider of European and American brands of marble and granite. And then their sister company also joined, Lima, L-I-M-A, ceramic tile, also located in Stamford. They have the most beautiful tile samples. Really, you should go there if that's what you're looking for. Or your kitchen, especially, they're well-known and well-regarded for that. Northeast Facility Group, welcome to you. They're bringing people together, intended parents, egg donors, and surrogate mothers. They work with clinics and are able to advise you with a great deal of experience that they have in egg donation and surrogacy. They are located at 125 Greenwich Avenue. Hello to Frey, F-R-E-Y, Valet. David Frey has been in town for a long time. Check out his information in our online directory, Valet Services. We understand that they are discussing with Town Hall some great ideas they have for concierge parking. So if you go down the avenue, you leave your car with them, and then they'll drive it to your last destination. Let's hope that works out and help us with the parking issues. A&A Office Systems. They call themselves the Smart Document Company. They're the leading independent provider of copiers, print technology, and management systems. So we welcome them. They're in Middletown, Connecticut. So again, we welcome with open arms those businesses in Greenwich as well as those outside of Greenwich. GHP Office Realty, headquartered in White Plains. They renovate, operate, and own suburban commercial properties. Tashography, we're going to hear from them at the end of our program. Really interesting. We're delighted that Natasha has joined our chamber. And last but not least, Filling in the Blank. This is a nonprofit that Tina Kramer and Shawnee Knight are affiliated with. They're scheduled to deliver the organization's millionth meal this month. They service kids who typically receive free lunch at school and as a result are in need of food over the weekend. So what a wonderful food delivery program that they have there. Welcome one and all to our chamber.
All right. Marcia, how are retailers and restaurants doing during this pandemic?
Well, you know, you probably read my quote in the recent Greenwich Time when I stated that restaurants in town have risen to the challenge of operating safely during the coronavirus. You know, Town Hall has been so amenable in allowing the pods on Greenwich Avenue and in Old Greenwich, allowing outdoor dining. You know, we asked the restaurants how they're doing, and they're saying outdoors has really, really helped them, as well as the PPP program that the government has provided. You know, one restaurant on the avenue said, "It's not easy, but I'm still here." Now, retailers, I've spoken to retailers, and they're saying that their regular customers are gradually coming back according to Governor Lamont's directives for safety. It's not like the good old days, but many are sustaining, and some had a pretty good quarter. Some have benefited from the outdoor diners who then stroll and frequent retail stores.
And what about the chamber itself? You mentioned they had 12 new members, some going out of business also?
Well, yes, and you know, it's unfortunate but true that some have gone out of business during this time. But as you just heard, we just had 12 new members. I've done some ribbon cuttings. So there is a natural attrition, not what it used to be, but, you know, we're cautiously optimistic. Yes, there's a lot of space. Yes, the trend has gone to non-elevator buildings, non-second floor buildings, but nevertheless, we're seeing some stimulation out there, and we hope for the best as we get to the colder weather.
All right. Speaking with Marcia O'Kane, President, CEO, Greenwich Chamber of Commerce, we're going to take a break. We looked back. Now we're going to look ahead. Coming up.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The changes in my husband has been phenomenal. He was resisting, another scam of yours. I said, this is not a scam. I said, look at what I can do. Look at the energy. I was battling with him for over a year. But then he saw the readings on his blood work. They really changed to the positive. They were very, very negative, and he was having a lot of trouble. He was in and out of the hospital and all that kind of stuff. Now he's kind of like Tarzan. No, not really. But they really have escalated to a point where the doctor keeps smiling all the time. What are you doing? What are you doing? He said, I just listened to my wife again, and I'm doing Balance of Nature.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Laura.
.9/13 here on AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere. I'm Tony Savino with Greenwich Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Marcia O'Kane. Later in the half hour, we'll be joined by Natasha Miller, owner of Tashography. And Marcia, let's take a look forward, and what can we expect for the last quarter of the year, which begins in about 9 days from now?
Well, as you know, Tony, we were a very event-driven organization. We put on over 30 programs and events a year, and it's so disappointing, but we are obliged to heed Governor Lamont's directive for safety, and that means only 25 maximum people are allowed indoors and 100 outdoors for events. So we have rescheduled or canceled our events for the end of the year. Most recently, we rescheduled with Joan London our Women Who Matter luncheon to June 9th. Well, we do this with caution. You know, we hope for the best that June 9th, 2021, we'll be able to go inside to Greenwich Country Club and enjoy a great time. But we decided to do that as opposed to doing a webinar. Our golf outing, again, that's rescheduled for September. So fingers crossed for next year that it will all work out then.
Okay. You mentioned the work with Town Hall on the outdoor dining and that kind of thing. What initiatives otherwise has the Chamber undertaken with Town Hall?
Well, you know, it's not too soon to begin to think about the holidays. And last year, Greenwich Avenue was dark. The initiative to put lighting on the avenue apparently did not work. It was undertaken by a committee that is attempting to do it again. We want to encourage everyone to make the avenue bright. Go get your pen right now. Go to gwchavenue.com, and make your donation so that lights can be put on the avenue and surrounding environs so we can have some cheer this year. So we're helping broadcast that and publicize that. We also want to remind everyone, as Town Hall has been doing, if you haven't done the census, please fill it out. It is so easy. I think it took less than 30 seconds. A lot of funding for our town comes from you filling out the census survey. So we want to encourage everyone to do it. There's not much time left. You can really help by just taking this small, short survey. And then lastly, parking. For those stores who are listening this morning, we want to remind them that employee parking, there's plenty of 12-hour parking. Just go on our Greenwich Chamber website and you'll see the maps. Please park not in front of your stores so we can allow that parking for shoppers. So shoppers can come, spend their money, stimulate the economy, and help your stores. So just a little public service announcement there.
What is the Chamber's Community Affairs Committee, and what are they up to?
Well, led by Peter Carlson, what we are going to do on the 29th is to speak to the head of every association in town and hear what their three biggest concerns are. You know, we all know our personal concerns and what we've been going through, but let's hear from the association heads of Glenville, Pembrowick, Old Greenwich, hear what they have to say. So we're all getting on a Zoom meeting on the 29th. And we're hopeful that our first selectman will join us so he can hear as well.
All right. So it's really been a lot of hard work. I ain't always working hard, Marcia, but I guess especially hard in having to be creative during these kinds of times, right?
You know what? I think the word that's been being used is pivot. During these challenging times, we have to pivot and see how we can help businesses in a different way, since we can't do it the old way. And everyone's doing the same thing, so we're in this together. Yes, Tony.
All right, great. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, Natasha Miller, owner of Tashography, will join me, and we'll have more with Greenwich Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Marcia O'Kane here on AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH.
I worry about lots of things. My finances, my grandkids.
If you're 65 or older, you have enough things to worry about. Pneumococcal pneumonia shouldn't be one of them. Even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for this potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13-valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 13.
9:20 here on AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCHN, WGCH.com, anywhere. I'm Tony Savino with Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Marcia O'Kane. And Marcia, I'm going to let you have the honors of introducing your special guest for the last segment.
We could not be more delighted to have Natasha Miller, owner of Tashography, as our guest today. Let's listen to her story. Good morning, Natasha.
Good morning, Marcia and Tony. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, Natasha, tell us all about Tashography. What does it do? How long you've been around? Where are you? And such, all that information.
Sure. Yeah, Tashography is my wedding and portrait photography business, where I photograph weddings, engagements, headshots, families, life events. We've been around since 2011, but we recently opened our studio in Greenwich, Connecticut, right down the road from 45 East Putnam Avenue, next door to the Chamber, actually. We also do outdoor shoots and cover events, primarily in Fairfield and Westchester County, but we also travel for weddings.
Okay, great. What about yourself and your background? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure, yeah. I have an amazing two-year-old daughter, Gianna, and a dog, Lulu. And my husband, Trent, and I will be celebrating our seven-year anniversary next week. There's never a dull moment in our house. My family is actually full of entrepreneurs, including my husband, who launched his business the same year as I did in digital marketing back in 2011. My father's been in the restaurant industry for over 30 years. My brother recently opened his own restaurant in Armonk. But my background was in marketing. I switched over to photography as I really was passionate about it. My passion was to create and document timeless memories for my clients that they can pass on for generations.
Okay. Are you from Greenwich?
I'm from Stamford, Connecticut, originally Westchester, but a lot of our client base was in Greenwich, but we do cover most of Fairfield County.
Okay, great. All right, so what questions do you ask during a consultation?
Sure. So the wedding consultations are very different from the other consultations. We usually meet our couples in person at the studio. We to plan their wedding and engagement session, which is included in the package. We present the different packages, and we want to ask them questions about what's important to them to kind of get an idea of their style. Every wedding is unique. A lot of families have different traditions, based on their religion or, what they like, what they don't like. And then we build a custom package unique to them. They filled out a questionnaire, and then we plan their timeline and give them a shot list. So we want to make sure we cover all the details from the beginning of the day to the end of the reception. So they have a, true story and timeline of their day, and they can relive it, for years to come.
All right. How many meetings does it take?
It takes about one 2-hour meeting, and then the rest is usually done virtually over the phone or video. And then we meet at the engagement session to give them time to sort of practice poses. They get comfortable in front of our camera, and we usually do those at either Binney Park or Waveney Park in New Canaan.
Okay. Are headshots still popular?
Definitely. I believe headshots are more popular now more than ever, especially for your online presence and LinkedIn. With the market right now, it could be somebody searching for a new position that wants to update their LinkedIn, or professionals from various industries. Headshots have always been popular. I've worked with CEOs, accountants, doctors, agents, you name it, even entire companies around the area I've photographed.
Well, and what fee range do you charge for a headshot?
So the price range goes from like $250 to $500 per individual, depending on the style of the session, the number of looks they want. Sometimes I'm shooting in different locations per individual, so they end up with a gallery that they can use for different purposes.
Mm-hmm. Is black and white a thing?
Sure, yeah. I think black and white. I provide both color and black and white photos for my clients because sometimes they want, a classic look. I notice, sometimes for a team page on a website, they'll all want like consistent look. So black and white is easy to convert and have everybody looking very consistent and professional.
All right. Let's talk about weddings now. How much help do you need? And maybe give us a story about an interesting location or wedding that you shot.
Sure. I mean, 2020, as you can imagine, weddings are completely different. We photographed a handful of micro weddings ranging from 5 guests. And we have one coming up October 3rd with 25 guests. Most of them have been outdoors. But we're still getting a lot of newly engaged couples reaching out for sessions, even a surprise proposal coming up, which is a favorite shoot of mine. My husband, Trent, has been a huge help with setting up the studio. He is my second photographer for weddings. We get great coverage having two photographers, from smallest macro details of ring shots and the getting ready photos to the beautiful candids of a ceremony and bridal portraits and family portraits. And then we produce the most beautiful albums, museum quality prints and wall art for our families and couples so they can display in their home, which is very important. We don't want the photos just to live on the computer. We want them to enjoy them every day and walk by them and remember their special day.
Mm. All right. Were you down for a while with the COVID pandemic? No weddings or things like that, or did weddings continue?
Oh, no. Yeah, we had, since we were considered non-essential, you know, starting in March, we didn't really start shooting until the end of June. So it really changed our business and the way we do business. We wear a mask the entire time, sanitize, wash hands repeatedly, and we sanitize our office after each guest. And then we also keep a 6-foot distance. Our lenses and equipment allow for us to keep a distance at all times. So it's been different, but we're still getting business. We're happy, you know, it's been working with the Chamber of Commerce as of late and, you know, getting our word out there that we're open.
All right, okay. And they're not wearing masks when their picture's taken, though, right?
You know, I do get some families that want a mask photo just to, you know, remember this year by. But, no, they wear a mask in the hallways, and as they enter, they take them off.
Yeah, that is interesting. That is, that's the history. All right, so what's the appetite for photography these days? What's hot, what's not, and why?
Sure. Lately, the big thing is fall portraits. People still want to send out their holiday cards, so traffic on my site has increased for those types of keywords the past couple of months, as people are feeling more comfortable and safe to get their photos done. So a lot of my recent leads have been a mix of headshots, family sessions, maternity sessions, especially with the latest influx of the quarantine babies. We've been getting a lot of leads for that. And then intimate weddings, surprise proposals, engagement sessions, you know, all of that.
Okay. Have things changed in what people are looking for with the pandemic now, or kind of the same of what they're looking for?
The same. They do ask, you know, what our protocols are. I tell them, you know, wear a mask in the hallway and as you enter. And I tell them, you know, when we're outdoors, I do keep a 6-foot distance. I don't do any hands-on posing. So I get creative and I tell them prompts to kind of get them into the position for the pose. So when I plan a shoot, I put together a shot list of various poses so that I can just show my screen to my clients to get multiple looks. And actually, the best shots are in between the poses to capture genuine candids, laughs, and smiles in between.
Mm-hmm. More challenging, too, without, you know, hands-on type of thing with the kids and trying to get them still?
So I shoot in kind of a burst mode. So if I need to composite, you know, with one kid's looking, one kid's blinking, I can composite and get, you know, the perfect family picture, which is my goal, you know, at the end of the session, to get a picture that a family would want to put above their mantle. But we do get a lot of fun candids. Kids are so much fun to work with, you know, of all ages. But it could be tricky, definitely.
All right. So what's your website? So people, if they, like you're talking about the holidays coming up for pictures there, what's your website?
It's www.tashography.com.
All right. So you're one of the newest members of the chamber. How'd you know to contact them to join?
Yeah, so like I said, my office is just 2 doors down from Marcia and the Chamber of Commerce, and I've heard such great things about them from our agent. And, you know, like every small business during these hard times, we could definitely use their support, and so far it's been great. You know, they introduced me to you and the patch, and I just love that sense of community I'm getting from them.
All right, that's that is Natasha Miller. She is the owner of Tashography, and tashography.com, play on her name. Natasha, good to talk to you this morning. Marcia, good to talk to you as well.
Thank you so much.
Natasha. Thank you, Tony.
All righty. Have a great day.
You too as well.
Okay.
Stay well.
And that does it for another edition of our segment with the Greenwich Chamber of Commerce, third Monday of each month. Coming up, it's another edition of How I See It with Darian Sims, and then Doug Steffen taking you up to the Debbie Nigro Show at 11. I'm Tony Savino. Enjoy this final full day of summer. Back tomorrow.